Welcome to the Women's Rugby Rundown for February 12th through the 18th. In this episode, we take a look at the results from the Celtic Challenge playoffs. More squads for the Guinness Six Nations have been announced. The Black Ferns match venues for the Pacific Four Series and the O'Reilly Cup were announced. Austria revealed that they will invest $3 million in women's rugby. Germany will return to International 15 soon. USA hires a new CEO, and we take a global look at premier and club competitions around the world. Get ready for a journey through the latest in women's rugby. This is your Women's Rugby Rundown, and we're about to kick off. 15's news, the Celtic Challenge playoffs, Brython Thunder secured a 24-17 victory over Glasgow Warriors in Edinburgh, and Wolfhounds ended in a 26-26 tie. The playoffs continue this weekend with Galway Lightning facing off against Glasgow, and the Wolfhounds will compete against the Clovers. Moving on to the Guinness Women's Six Nations, teams are unveiling their squads in anticipation of matches commencing on Saturday, March 23rd. France and Ireland start the weekend, followed by Wales and Scotland. Defending champions England will launch their campaign on Sunday, March 24th. Ireland is eager to enhance their performance after securing the wooden spoon in 2023. And additionally, we learned about the World Rugby Match officials for this tournament, with separate debutants adding to the intrigue. The Black Ferns are gearing up for their 2024 test calendar with three home matches against the USA, Canada, and Australia in the Pacific Four Series. Following these, they head to Australia for a potential O'Reilly Cup decider. The Pacific Four Series will also determine qualifications for WXV, with the top three teams securing a spot in the WXV tournament, and by extension, it's the beginning of qualifying for the 2025 Women's Rugby World Cup. Australia has announced an additional $3 million investment in women's rugby for 2024, leading to increased Tier 1 contracts, higher player payments, and a total of 45 contracted players across three tiers. The top-tier contracts can earn up to a 28% increase from 2023, with a new unlimited fourth tier for greater flexibility. This initiative reflects a 61% increase from 2023 and is part of a planned growth phase following the success of the Wallaroos in the WXV competition in November 2023. I mean, this is fantastic news, and the rest of the world, we're all falling behind. Germany has announced their return to International 15s with a match against Belgium scheduled for Saturday, March 2nd. Gareth Jackson, the newly appointed national coach, will lead the Phoenix team. Jackson is the first women's national coach in Germany and will also receive support from various coaches with their respective national teams. The USA Rugby Board of Directors has appointed Bill Gorin as the new chief executive officer effective March 18th. Gorin, previously the deputy commissioner to Major League Rugby, brings over 20 years of senior leadership experience in sports marketing and development. His appointment comes as USA aims for substantial growth, aligning with major sporting events like the 2028 Summer Olympics and the Men's and Women's Rugby World Cups in 2031 and 2033. In Premier and Club news, Round 12 of the Nigeria AIL saw Ballincollig, Railway Union, and BlackRock secure bonus point victories, yet UL Bohemian continues to hold the lead in the competition. Leicester Hart Perry secured the top spot in the Allianz PWR table after a commanding 29-3 victory against Sale, asserting their dominance as the only undefeated team. Saracens maintain their position in second place, followed by Exeter in third and Bristol in fourth. Loughborough Lightning and Harlequins occupy the fifth and sixth positions, trailing by 9 and 11 points, respectively. In the Welsh Premiership sole match, Ciaran Aruban secured a narrow two-point victory against Cerri Ion Obra. After six rounds, Llandaff North maintains its lead, followed by Seven Sisters in seconds, Pontyclun in third, and Cerri Ion Obra in fourth. In France's Elite One, Bordeaux and Toulouse both maintain their undefeated streaks in Pool 1 and 2. In Hong Kong's Nanfeng Suet Premiership, Nantes Ice leads after 12 rounds, with the competition intensifying for the top four spots as they look toward the semifinals. The Iberdrola League has restarted, and Maha de Honda remains on top in Group A, and Sevilla leads Group B. Vancouver currently holds the top position in the BC Premiership standings after 8 rounds. Capilano reclaimed the second spot by defeating Seattle, which now stands in third place. West Shore follows in fourth, Castaway in fifth, and Abbotsford in sixth. The standings are closely contested, with only a few points separating the teams, suggesting the likelihood of further shifts before the upcoming semifinals in April.
In Italy's Series A playoff group, reigning champions Valsugna continue their dominant form with a 36-15 victory over Corluna, maintaining their perfect record of earning 5 points in every match this season. Mwamba and Shambarara maintain their unbeaten records in the Kenya Cup after three rounds, securing the top positions in their respective pools. Defending champions Mwamba emerged victorious with a 29-12 win over Northern Suburbs in the Nairobi pool, while Shambarara clinched a closely contested Western clash with a narrow 26-25 victory against Rongo. Impala secured the second spot in Nairobi by dominating Nakuru with a convincing 48 to win, while Masano was awarded a walkover against Western Spears. The Black Pearls lead the Uganda Cup standings with an unblemished record and 15 points after round three. The rest of the table will come into greater focus as more matches progress. New Zealand's Sky Super Rugby Opaki is set to begin in 2 weeks with Chiefs Manawa facing Hurricanes Poa and 2023 defending champions Matatu taking on the Blues. All the Super W squads have now been announced, and they're gearing up for action starting on the weekend of March 15th. There have been even more player movements. Exeter Chiefs fullback Lowry Kramer joined Queensland, and Canadian hooker Sarah Klein joined Western Force. Ontario announced the Quebec Ontario Rugby Championship with four teams, with more details yet to come. We close out the week with 9 features in 6 media. Stay connected by subscribing to our episodes on Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, or Patreon. Follow us on your preferred social media platforms to never miss out.